Hello, my name is Christina Foyle. Today you'll be learning about my heritage and the sort of different way that I came to be. First, I'll tell you a little about my Filipino heritage. I'm a quarter Filipino, and my mom is half Filipino, and my grandma is full Filipino. And my grandma was born in the Philippines. She grew up there in a small town. She also went to school there for her elementary years, and then she later attended high school in a bigger city, which was still in the Philippines. After that, she attended nursing school in Manila, which is the capital of the Philippines. Then later she applied for nursing school in Canada, and she got accepted into Canada. Then she moved here. She had two children, which were my mom and my uncle, after meeting her husband. So that leaves my mom and the story of how I got here. So my story is a little bit different, but I'd say it's pretty interesting. So my mom and her husband at the time were wanting a child, but her husband was unfortunately unable to have any more children, so they seeked out some different routes.
My husband and I wanted to have a child, and he wasn't able to. So we seeked out something that's called artificial insemination.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do, we went to go see a urologist here in Kelowna, and he did a examination on Greg, who was my husband at the time, and said that he was not able to have any more children.
Yeah.
So we were referred to a fertility specialist organization down in Vancouver, which was called Genesis.
Yeah.
So we made an appointment to drive down there, and we met with a specialist. I can't remember her name because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
It was, you know, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said that because of my age at the time and I was young, that the best case scenario for us to have a child would be something called artificial insemination.
Artificial insemination is a medical procedure of depositing semen into a uterus to impregnate a woman. It's not so easy. It's nothing like you see on comedy TV shows or movies. The donor has to be checked back three generations to check for perfection. They can't have any type of disease or any kind of mental illness. And the donor is only able to donate twice. So it's pretty complicated. It's nothing like you see on TV shows or movies.
It doesn't work that way. It's a big process.
Yeah. Do you know how much they get paid?
I think it's $200 every time they donate.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. No wonder it's a big process.
It's a huge process.
Yeah.
And they're obviously screened for, you know, every disease out there.
Yeah.
They are screened for that.
And like drugs and...
Oh, yeah.
What about like mental health?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're all screened for that as well. There's also... a lot of people also will use a sperm donor too because of there's a disease called cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
So if one parent has the disease, there's usually a 50% chance that the child will have the disease as well, right? So a lot of people that are in that position will use a sperm donor as well. Like IVF isn't always the answer.
Okay, can you tell me about my sperm donor?
I can tell you as much as I knew about him. We never met him.
Yep.
Now the sperm donors at the time sometimes could reveal a picture of themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now this sperm donor that we used didn't do that.
Right.
He described himself as a French Canadian. He was about 6 feet tall. He had brown hair, brown eyes. He said that his family was healthy. And he said that he was very artistic. So
okay.
And yeah. he was also a musician as well. Yeah, and he was an artist. I believe he also like did the art for some comic books and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we never got a name. He wasn't allowed to.
They're not supposed to give out names, are they?
No, he didn't reveal his identity. I do have a sheet of paper that's in the safe, and I think I've showed that to you.
Yeah,
that says
yeah,
a little bit about himself. But now there is a law that I believe with sperm donors now that they do have to reveal their identity.
Oh,
but
really?
I would have to look into that now. I'm not sure.
So that is the different yet interesting story of how I was brought into this world. I thought it would be kind of interesting to share my story with other people because especially nowadays, as we get into more technology and into the future, I feel like a lot of babies are going to be born that way. Through artificial insemination, whether there's single mothers who want to have a child on their own or whether any way the situation is, I just thought it was important to share my story.
I went in to go see the urologist and he inseminated me with the sperm. Boom, I was pregnant with you.
Cool.
And 9 months later, you came along and you're healthy.
That's
and
good.
You still are.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. What I went through to have you. It wasn't stressful for me. And I love sharing this story. I don't know who I can share it with, but just a lot of families out there that are struggling to have a child. I think it's a great way to have a child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a good life together, and it was relatively easy.
Yeah.